Today's market moves fast. Now you can get hands-free, efficient updates on the top movers of the S&P 500 on your Amazon Alexa smart speaker. To set up, just say, "Alexa, enable MarketWatch."
Here's your money briefing for Friday, May 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Every year around this time, millions of college graduates set out to enter the workforce. But there's more to it than just sending out resumes and scheduling interviews. A key to success in grads landing the right job is companies knowing what they're looking for in an employer. And that's where some fall short.
They don't say, in 2 years you can be here, in 5 years you can be here, here's the lateral movement, here's the traditional upward mobility, here's an example of two or three people who started in your role and where they're at today.
We'll talk to Tom Gimbel, CEO of the LaSalle Staffing Network, which surveyed thousands of students, after the break.
Here's what's trending now. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. February 1st through March 15th, 2023, everything they need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/wallstreet. That's netsuite.com/wallstreet.
The next generation of workers will soon be entering the workforce hoping to land their first job. According to a new poll, the class of 2023 has very clear expectations of what they're looking for in an employer. WSJ contributor and founder of LaSalle Network, Tom Gimbel, joins us to discuss the results of the survey. So, Tom, college seniors often line up jobs before graduating, but LaSalle's most recent survey showed that 62% of recent grads had accepted a job offer by the time they finished college. What does that tell us about the job market for the class of 2023?
We surveyed about 2,500 soon-to-be college graduates, and what it said to us when the number was so high, that there is some pending fear over the economy. They don't want to wait and see what's out there. They interviewed aggressively, and when an offer came, they took it. Now, simultaneously, I think it's a much more educated group of people due to social media and transparency. So I think they also know what's available more than any other graduating class as well. So the combination of the two.
What does it tell us about the demand for college graduates?
Well, what it says is about 6 months ago, it was almost a 2-to-1 ratio, 1.5-to-1 ratio of the number of jobs available versus workers. And now we're about a 1-to-1. But what it says is that from an experienced staff, companies can't find the people. And so when that happens, they're going to revert to recent college graduates. They're going to sign them up early. They want to get the best of the best.
You know, Tom, as much as nearly any 2023 grad wants to land a job, the employers really need to attract the right candidates to fill the spots. What did students say they're looking for in an employer?
They want to know that there is career development, there's career progression, there's some sort of mentorship, that people actually, at the end of the day, people care about me and I can hear it. I don't mind working 60 or 70 hours a week, if that's what the case may be, and that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And when companies learn how to map that out and to sell the career path the right way, that's where people are saying, I want to work there.
You know, but career development, isn't that important for nearly anybody looking for an employer?
It is, and that's what they want, but the difference is most employers don't sell it. They think, I have a job that I need to get done today, and they talk about that, and they talk about the perks of the company. Oh, we're a best place to work, or we get off early on Fridays during the summer, or whatever it may be, but they don't say, in 2 years, you can be here. In 5 years, you can be here. Here's the lateral movement. Here's the traditional upward mobility. Here's an example of two or three people who started in your role and where they're at today, right? To me, it's not about what's possible. It's about how you message what's possible.
In past surveys and in this year's survey, college seniors said that company culture is important to them. Why does that keep coming up?
Well, I think it's where society's gone. I'm 51 years old. I know when my dad was grinding it out in the 70s and the 80s, it was do what I tell you to do, and we'll see you for your bonus, and you'll know if you got a good job, and that was it. And even in the mid to late 90s when you came in and there wasn't social media and the internet and email was just happening, there wasn't as much communication amongst people. If you wanted to talk to somebody, you either had to see them in person or pick up a phone. And now it's email, it's Teams, it's Slack, it's instant messaging, it's texting, right? So I can text you and go, hey, JR, did John, our boss, just give you a raise? Did he yell at you? Did he, right? Instantaneously, we share these things. So culture is so important for people to know what they're getting into.
Coming out of the pandemic, we see a spotlight on some benefits like remote work. What are the college seniors' thoughts on a hybrid work schedule or mixing in remote work?
Yeah, 4% want fully remote. The majority want hybrid because if you ask somebody if they want to, when they choose not to, not have to come into an office or get on a bus or a car, right, they're going to say yes. But what we're seeing beyond the survey in actual conversations is the kids coming out of college are more than okay with going into the office. They want the right job at the right company. They want to move to cities where there is a healthy environment. They want to be around other people, period, but other young people. They want to build friendships. And going into an office isn't something they oppose.
And the class of 2023 is entering a workforce where employees of almost all age groups are dealing with burnout, high levels of stress, trying to achieve a work-life balance. And more companies are recognizing that. But are 2023 grads prepared for that type of environment?
I don't know if they're more prepared or less prepared than other generations, but one thing that we do have is there's less of a stigma on mental illness. And I think that's really important that people of all ages need therapy. And now more companies have therapy included, mental health included in their traditional benefit package. And through COVID with virtual therapy sessions, that was happening. What I think is really key is that leadership of a company has to let people know it's okay. So, for example, in my organization, I let the whole company know that I've gone to therapy on and off, more on than off, for the better part of a decade. Like, go to therapy. I think on the employees' part, they've got to be conscious of it and not schedule it for 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, right? And to do it over a lunch, to do it in the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, and those types of things. But we all need a little bit of space to do those things. And it's not surprising that this generation is wanting to know that mental health is something that companies take seriously.
That was Wall Street Journal contributor Tom Gimbel. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Our producer is Mohsen Ali. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy, and our executive producer is Chris Zinsley. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.